During yellow. You were working in my mid. I made this Hashem Bechlal. I made this Elul Bechlal. That should be Egan Ezach. The Kirvus Hashem should be something that we realize. And talk about Emes Hazay. That's something that we want. That's something we really... Where we're at. Dani is Takal Ezeigan. We try to be mamshik to Rosh Hashanah and Avada, if this is negayat anything, it's certainly negayat to Avid Zachuvah and Avid Zim Kippur. The Maram is that it very well could be that the Tar El and the Surin Bechina was a Hagdoma for Tshuva. There's nothing more than Tshuva that you need this Havana, this awareness that I need a daily. So let's start to shtal back a little bit to the Indian parasha. From the parasha, one of the biggest ikar parashas of tshuva in the Torah, in the parasha of Mitzvah. Ki ha-mitzvah zoi isa shanoichi mitzvah al-chayayim, like the Ramban. It's far enough. It's talking about tshuva. At the little koi, it's going on the previous parasha, the previous psukim talk about Moshe Rabbeinu. On Klal Yisrael, the Hemshech Chaderus, on Klal Yisrael is going to be Golus. And it's going to come, V'hayu ki yivoy alecha kol advar me'ila, bracha v'aklola. V'shafta l'Hashem alikecha. It's going to come a tzai to Klal Yisrael, they're going to do tshuva. V'shav Hashem alikecha shvuscha. It's mudgish that this is going to come, and Klal Yisrael is b'chol ha'gleim asher dichecha Hashem alikecha sham. Klal Yisrael is going to be in far places, way far away. Mokam ha'meruchen ha'nachla. And then Klal Yisrael is going to be shoved b'tshuva. V'tem shtei ki ha'mitzvah zoi sh'shanoichi mitzav chayim le'nechneisim l'chol l'erchoikim l'erchoikim l'oi b'shamayim l'oi v'im v'liyom. And the Sefarno shtei to Gemal v'gazach, because that's yachsas in the Torah over here. That's the Pshutei Shalkra. There's a Siaxis in the Torah that there would be a Salkadaitach, and I mean, that was the Pashtas. That Torah is Rechaika. I'm sorry, Tshuva. Tshuva is Rechaika. Tshuva is Me'eva Liyam. And Taka says that. The Agosha. Even by Beni Torah, is that Tshuva is Taka something that's Rechaik Me'oid Me'menu. Some people want to tanya. It's Me'an Mitzvah Shein, Loi Noigas Bezman Hazeh. Right. People, they don't have the mahalach, the aschola to start how, where, when, what, how to do tshuva. Talking about things that are part of a person's routine in his life. Midas rois, hanhogis rois, mitzvahs, that a person is dosh, ba'kovov, sometimes even averis, lavin. They're part and parcel of a person's life, where, start, tshuva. Vidui, a person could say vidui. But to have an emes harota, harota on something that I have no idea how I could stop it. I mean, I have harota. Kabbalah labo. Rechoiki. Hagosha, the Hagosha. Raveches is Rechoiki. Staka mevaliyam. Staka bashamayim. If then it's that parasha in the term of Furshin, it says, parasha kumt to Messiah, and then it says that that should be the normal feeling, yeah. The normal feeling should be Rechoiki. Niflesihi. Me'eva liyami, v'shamayimi, avtem shtei nishtazai. Lo'i v'shamayimi. Kora v'ilecha adover mi'oi b'picho l'vav chalaf seysa. Don't make it, maybe take a Sephano though. I want to turn up a little bit of Sephano. Sephano shteit, but look don't oimik, and it says, lo'i v'shamayimi, v'lo'i me'eva liyami. Is this a siachsuch? Is this a siachsuch directly to the parasha, of the previous parasha that didn't shuvim goals? Libeshamayim, he touched up the Sephirna. Libeshamayim means you're going to be in Golis and you're going to think, man, the guys, I don't know, he's in Hong Kong. Malcolm Ruchim, he's in Flappers. He's way, way far out. No Shaykhis, the Tshuva. person says, I need a gilui, I need a novi. Who's going to be moir harumi derech shel tshuva? You need a novi. Loi bashamayim means you don't need a novi to come and be moir you derech tshuva. But loi meiv liyomi. Not only don't need a novi, maybe this chachomim far away, the person lives in America, you have to go to the chachomim in Eretz Yisrael over there, they could be moir me derech tshuva. No. Says there's a direct access to this type of thing that we need. The mahalachim of tshuva, the darkei tshuva, are not here. I mean, we need someone. We need something different. We need someone who wasn't. He didn't grow up in the cell phone dar. I mean, the cell phone dar. A person grows up. He doesn't spend 10 minutes by himself. He doesn't know himself. We need someone. Someone has gilui elio. We need something. Shem state name. What is the tshuva? State why? Why is it taka? Why is it true that you don't need a novi to be more you derech tshuva? Why don't you need to go to the chachamim merchoikim meiver layom? Ki korav eilecha adav moi beficha vav chalasayis. State to hargosha. Be'etzem, there'll be a tzad that it's rochik, or the tshuva is a dover beficha vav chalasayis. In the parish and the Torah, the types like this. It's called b'yisoy, the mitzvah of tshuva from other mitzvahs. We have mitzvahs, ma'isis, and sevorim. There's a confined mitzvah. There's a certain tzur of a mitzvah. And it could come a time where the mitzvah you aren't going to be able to do mekayim. The mitzvah dal minim. The same mitzvah dal minim that was given to Klal Yisrael, the man Torah. It's the same Dalmin as we take today. It's the same Dalmin, the same exact Esrig, Arovis, Lulav, and Adasim. It's the same thing. It's a mitzvah, it's a mitzvah Maisis. Same thing Moshe Rabbeinu took, Yeshua and his Kenim. Same thing Rabbi Kiva, the Tanoim, the Rishonim, Rashi, Ramban, Vega, the Goyim. It's the same, we're taking the same Esrig. Yeah, maybe there's different growth, different places it grows, but the same Chefzu. Such a mitzvah could come a time in Klal Yisrael, it's not shaykh to be kind of mitzvah. It's possible. At times in Europe like that, you can't be master there, so there's no way to be kind of mitzvah. There's no way. That's tchelis today. Tchelis. That's an example of a mitzvah. The mitzvah that's totally a certain mitzvah, there's no tzadok at tchelis. You can't be kind of mitzvah. There's a havamina, and this is a certain siachsus. The tshuva is like that. Tshuva is a certain type of mitzvah. The text had to do tshuva. It's a text, you go to the big people, you see, you go to Abraham Kineski, you see, that's the way you do tshuva. There's a certain charota, an example of a charota, and a kabbalah bo that you have to do tshuva. And the mele taka in the door of cell phones, the door from wherever you came from, wherever, it's possible that you, the yamuf comes from such a thing, it's rochik. You can't get to it, you don't have access to the dvorim and it's rochim for the mitzvah. Them state name. Beficha ubavav chalasayis. And there's a merit to go in the mitzvah shuva. Mitzvah shuva is nanders. In mitzvah shuva, the chefza of the mitzvah is your lave. Beficha ubavav chalasayis. The chefza of the mitzvah is the lave of Klal Yisrael. It's the lave of the Yid. When the chefza of the mitzvah, is your lave. So that's inherently a personal mitzvah, a customized mitzvah. It's a customized mitzvah. It's not the same mitzvah, of course, but Gadol, it's the same Dharma of the mitzvah, but it's a different mitzvah that was said to Moshe Rabbeinu, that was said to me. Moshe Rabbeinu is chal on Moshe Rabbeinu's lave to be shav al HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's chal on my lave to be shav al HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Goshtein posik. Loi bashamayim iv loi me'ev al hayomi. This means, the Havamin is right. The Havamin is right, the Luyit Sur will be, you're looking for this four-step process of how to do tshuva. There's a certain general description, a recipe how to do tshuva. So then we'd be very rochik. Klal Yisrael and Golus. In Golus for a long time. Rabbi Naim, the mitzvah of tshuva is a mitzvah that's a mitzvah from within. It's a mitzvah from within the person. The mitzvah is mitzvah to mine in your heart. And the nail, it has to be. It's muchach in Avona. It has to be that we could shaykh to the mitzvah. Can't be. It can never be a time where tshuva is not shaykh. Don't you? Dalaminim. It's possible. It's possible. It comes a time in Klal Yisrael, certain places in Klal Yisrael, they can't do it. It's possible. People don't have the time. Tshuva mitzat atzmi cannot be something that is impossible, because the tzivu is chal on your life. You obviously have an oifen of heavy vitz das mekayim zayn. Beficho b'vav kol asoy se toshteito. Ki koro v'yelech ha'rov v'yoyr. Kom tois m'sefono, it's a parish in the Torah. That the mitzvah of tshuva, and the koyach of tshuva, the tshuva, it has to lie within us. It's not something without us. It's not something that you mekayim, the external kalim, external things, external koyaches. You mekayim with you, in you, in you, in us, lies the koyach of tshuva. This is something that's a big dare. The koyach of tshuva, the force of tshuva, comes from within. Ki kor v'iglecha adov ha-miyoy b'fichol v'ov chalas ha-yisa. Shtei reichim on Bim Yoyna. Bim Yoyna. In Shah Sheni. Most people don't get up to Shah Sheni. Shah Sheni, he talks about it. Shah Rishon, he talks about the ikrim of tshuva. Shah Sheni, he talks about drachim, how to be misoyer to do tshuva. Shah tshuva talks about different ways that could spur us and that could be catalysts that cause us to get a person to do tshuva. You know how to do tshuva, but what's going to get you mislay to do tshuva? There's six sivas that he brings to do tshuva. Sach sivas, one of them, God says, me tshuva. There's six different things that are ma'orim mi b'chutz to get a person to do tshuva. But before the benyan is moinah them, he gives akdom. He gives a very important akdom. And akdom is, although I'm going to give you six eights, six strategies, six different things that a person is moinah them, they spur him to do tshuva. However, there's a much higher level of tshuva when a person doesn't have to come on to bechlal any of the sibis, when he calls them sibis mibuchutz. If a person does tshuva without any sibis mibuchutz, that's the highest level of tshuva. Read a little bit of Inyan Azoy. Daki darki asibis shisur odom behem loshuv midrochav harois shishay. Bechol achas mehen limadu dasas odom eichis chalik vecheikut v'nosoy. Skipping a little bit. I'm going to tell you these six things. But more than that, b'ni hizor, lo shuv b'chol yoyim b'nafshecho letar, b'l'ade techez esibah mareres. On, without using esibah mareres. That's the best way to do tshuva. Why? Skip a little bit. He tells you a little bit how to do it. I can't be marchim the whole b'nyin. But I want to end. Zokter, Yefir Tois, he says, ולפי מיותה הקורא מדרך הסיבה מררס לב האדם לתשובה. זאת אומרת, בניינה, למעשה, well, many times it's a combination. Many times you use a סיבה, and partially comes from inside, partially comes from outside. זאת אומרת, בניינה, in that formula between the סיבה מבחוץ and the סיבה inside, figure out how much is coming from the inside, how much coming from the outside. ולפי מיותה הקורא מדרך הסיבה מררס, the less your תשובה is coming from the כוח, the סיבה מבחוץ, the more it's coming from your natural rotzen, because you want to do tshuva. Just because you want to do tshuva. Not because you're scared, because there's ein shem, not because you're getting old, not because there's seres mitzvah. You want to do tshuva. The more that's true, yivoda v'yibochin. That you'll be able to be mavchin, how good of a tshuva it is. Mavchin, people are mavchin. People are soon going to dal minim. You're trying to be mavchin. What's the best esrik? What's the best exactly? You're mavchin. It's a mavchon of a tshuva. You want to mavchin vosvar tshuva is Dr. Ben Yoyna, the amount, figure out how much ingredients in this tshuva is coming from you and how much is coming from the outside. Why? And there's the Ikra, I want the last line. Ki ha-tshuva min ha-nefesh ha-chashuva. That's the line. Why is Dr. Ben Yoyna? Because the chefs of tshuva is from the nefesh ha-chashuva. That's what tshuva is. The source of tshuva is not something from outside, it's from inside. Memela Zokter Ben Yonah, the more it's pnimi, the more it's tshuva. Tshuva is, if you want to get a tzir, it's like a child that gets separated from his mother for a few hours, a few days, a few weeks, a few years, and afterwards he sees his mother and he runs back. Weird, how does he know to run back to his mother? From the pnim. It comes from the inside. Tshuva is not something you learn how to do, someone comes from the outside. Tshuva is a force, just like a person gets hungry. It's a force that exists in the person that wants to come back. He wants to come back to his Bairi, to his Creator. The more it's from the outside, the more it's felt in tshuva. It's nishkan tshuva. It's not nishkan tshuva chal. That's his marchiv. It's also tshuva. But it's felt in the tshuva. Tshuva is from the inside. Tshuva is a koyach. Tshuva is me running. This is what Sfarno is saying. Beficho b'vav chalasa yisai. Tshuva is a koyach. I'm in a koyches in a person. Rabbi writes in one place, he says, you see, I married the Kazakh. Bali Tshuva. Today we're very into Kiruv. Kiruv people say a line. I mean, they make Bali Tshuva. No one makes Bali Tshuva. Can't make a Bali Tshuva. Moby says you see a person, you see many times, maybe the Kazakh, you see certain people, they don't, no one forced them to go to a Tshuva seminar. Pasha, guy who also approaches a relevant, he wants to find out more about this guy. Where did it come from? Where did this guy? This guy doesn't have any sign of any Yiddish guy. The tshuva is min ha-nefesh ha-chashuva. Tshuva is a force in the person. It's not always in this era, but it is. That's what it always is. Anyone who's always sick and curious, what he is doing is he's trying to ignite that koyach in the person. It's not making bali tshuva. You can't make bali tshuva. Tshuva comes from one place. It comes from within. Shtei to Ameri the Kazakh. Tshuva is a dover ishi. It's a dover ishi. Tshuva is from within us. And right away, just to my mamuzgar, Nevada, we don't talk about so many practical, not that much, kind of all the practical things before tshuva, but one of the olive bases. If somebody doesn't bechlal think about a little bit, what does he think about tshuva? If someone's busy the whole time, looking at all the sforim, looking at the video of the chidah, see, he missed the boat entirely. Entirely. There's no shaykh to the tshuva. The olive base, it's a personal connection between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a personal expression of me wanting to run back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If a person never ever bechlal opens his own mind and says, what does Meir Wurzeger feel over here? What does he feel about his chatoim? What does he feel about his chatoim? What does he feel about wanting to return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? He doesn't open that part of him. So then he's mufka lagamer from tshuva. It's totally tshuva, bechlal not a personal individual thing bechlal. Well, let's go weiter. This is my musgar. Where is this force of tshuva? This is what we saw in the Rabbeinu Yoina. We're all looking for it. Gevaldik. Wurzeger saying good things. Force of tshuva. I don't know what he's talking about. I don't feel it. This force. He said, he gave a mashal that you feel hungry. You're hungry. I feel hungry. When it comes to lunchtime, I feel hungry. Gevaldik. I feel this tshuva. I don't feel anything. I don't feel this impulse to run back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Where is it? How do you tap onto it? So it's pashit. That koyach of tshuva, where it's nimsa, what we were talking about all the time. It's nimsa and anila doidi. That koyach of tshuva, that's again a natural, it's mamash a natural instinctive rotzain to come back, to run back, to push it, totally come back. It's nimsa and anila doidi. It's nimsa what we're working on the whole elder's man. It's nimsa that chilek of the I, the self, that realizes and identifies with Ratzon Hashem, with Kiruv Hashem. The more that we have connected, the more that we were able to identify, that was what Elul was about. Elul was about, we have a month. We have a month, and it's extended from another 10 days. It's a period of 40 days a month. It was a month of living in an environment of recognition that this is the real me. This is the real me. This is where I want to be at. This is me. It's not. Like we spoke, the Yitzhar is coming to Bachutz. The more we have in Matzliach to do that, and again, obviously it's go and take. We've spoken about it many times. Can't be happy Yitzhar. But the more we were Matzliach to do this during Elul, and we were able to be Ma'ur that during Aseh Yesh Me'etshuva and Yom Kippur, that Chilek of us, that's going to be the ability to unleash that force, unleash, it's a force inside of us, to access that koyach that's in us. This is koyach of tshuva. That's beficho b'vav chalav soisei. The manefesh ha-chashuva. The manefesh ha-chashuva, that chiluk that's in us. Chazal say, it's in Purish Chazal, the Pasuk in Tillim, Kapitul, Amar Aleph Asher, in the Lamed, Ashrei Odom, Nesui Pesha, Kesui Chato, Ashrei ha'odam nesui pesh, Chazal learned Lashon nesui pesh, and lifted. Ashrei ha'odam shehu gavoyam mi chatoyo, ve'ein chatoyim, chatoyim gavoyim imenu. Ashrei is the person who is higher than his chatoyim. What does it mean, higher than his chatoyim? What does it mean? So this is what it means. It means when we're talking about the Huzman. It means that in order for a person to do tshuva, he has to be able to be, he has to separate himself from the sin. He has to be standing higher. If he's subjugated, and he's sunken into the chayit, and the chayit becomes part of him. In a way, like I started from the beginning of the night, I said, we feel like, this is who I am. What do you mean? This is my way of life. You know, I'm going to change since zero. Kol Zman is like that, yes. it's very difficult to do tshuva. But there is, and the emes is, there's a chelik from us that we have to connect with, and we have to. The more it resonated with us during El, the more it became a part of us. That's good. The state besunder, state the higher, state hecher from the chayv, that realizes its self identity. That's the Pesach of tshuva. Maybe they could go in a Mishle. Go in a Mishle. Chof Ches. Pasuk Yud Gimel. Going in a Pasuk. In the middle, he brings the Pesukim in Isaiah that we read in Shabbat Shuvah. Shuvah Yisrael Hashem Lekecha, Chuvi Machem Dvar. Shuvah El Hashem. You're going to the whole Goyin. The Goyin says the state of the Ganze Seder, the Al Ikrim of Shuvah. For the Goyin's Medayik, that there's two parts of Shuvah. There's a Shuvah Ad Hashem and there's a Shuvah El Hashem Lekecha. There's two types. There's tshuva ad Hashem alikech and tshuva el Hashem. Tshuva el Hashem is Hashem standing outside of you when you're going. But tshuva ad Hashem, Kenira the Goyin was Medayik. Tshuva ad Hashem sounds like you started a process and you have to go ad. It's like you boydik ad mokum shiyodem agaz. You keep on, you go, yo. Zok the Goyin, what does that mean? What does that mean? Yeshuva ad Hashem, what does that mean? Zok the Goyin, ad Hashem is referring to harata. Read the Lashon the Goyin. Ad Hashem hu acharata. Ad Hashem is referring to the chiluk of charota of tshuva, and the ikar makom is belief. Beficha b'vav chaluk in the pasuk is belief. So what does it mean Ad Hashem? If it's belief, what does it mean? Zok to go and marry the guy. Bring there the mezayir chadash. We've mentioned this. Chazal. It's unbelievable chazal. It's not reality by us, but it's a chazal. Lord Mabitiim. Zok to mezayir chadash. Why is Ad Hashem less man the curve of the kud shabricho kalibo yishalot? There's no place closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world than in my own heart. Why is it so? Everyone has their own idea of what's the closest place to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. This one says Chaim Kanievsky. This one says by my Rebbe. This one says Chveis Hashma in the Somet Sanhedrin by Radi Yosef's Kever. This one says in Uman. Everyone has their idea, the closest place to Kadosh Baruch Hu in this world. Some say it's the Shtender. The closest place to Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Zohar says, no. The closest place to Kadosh Baruch Hu in this world is in your heart. There's no closer. And obviously, it's only in my heart. I can't go to your heart. The one in their own heart. That's the closest place to Kadosh Baruch Hu in this world. Closer than the Evin Shasir. If you'd be able to get into Evin Shasir, but closer than the Kodesh Kadosh. Some state. Zok to go in the void of Charoto Kenira is to reach Ad Hashem Elikecha. Ayitz believe, yeah. Go Ryan in your life, Tifa Ryan in your life, go! Dig! That's the void of working, the whole Elva, Sarah Shmei Tshuva, to go with every Charoto, with every Slichas, with every. We're trying to plow, to grub into the lave, till we reach that place. That place, that's the Chalik of Libier, we spoke about. Libier, the Chalik that's Libier. That's kosher to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The place that's unprotected, that's untouched, unscathed by the goy, by the Yetzirah. The Yetzirah can hear in that place, though you like to touch up the goyin. He doesn't get to that place. The Yetzirah that we saw, that's nichnas, we saw from the Rav Shechayim, from Dessler, that's nichnas befnim the Odom, that parks himself in your heart, and he claims he's you, b'shimcha, he's doing all that various, it's you. It doesn't touch. There's a place that's kosher to Kadosh Baruch Hu that can't ever touch. It's there. And shtein goyin the void of charot. That's a goyin. It's not a chassidish. It's a void of charot. That's the void of charot. To get to that place, Ad Hashem Elikecha. And when you can hear, when you get to that place, the koyach of tshuva is unleashed. The koyach of tshuva, that koyach, that feeling, that impulse to run back to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Because why? Because that place, you also get to that recognition. Which is like Adam Rishon Kodem Achet. All of a sudden you see, this is me, and the Yetzer is coming Poshet. He's Poshet coming to kill me. You see the Yetzirah in his true shade, you see him like a solicitor, like we spoke about, you see him coming from the outside. All of a sudden you recognize, this is me, and he's coming to ruin my life. He's coming to be machruf, to destroy my life in every single last turn, in every single step of the way. that is the koich of tshuva. That part is the koich of tshuva. But my mom was good. Before I go by to my mom was good. A lot of times you don't feel this. A lot of times when I say working tshuva or going, it's even could be Yom Kippur. And it could be till Nila, and sometimes even through Nila. They don't feel this. I don't have this koich of tshuva. I don't have the fear of lovecha. So something called him to my life. Listen, it's mitziyistika. So Ruchni is taking Matthias, the soul talks about this, Richas and Igris. Something called Tim Tamalev. Tim Tamalev is like a spiritual anesthesia. So it's like a spiritual anesthesia. It's like you have a physical anesthesia, but you don't feel. Your lips are there. When the dentist puts your, he gives you anesthesia, you don't feel. He puts pin in there, you don't feel garnished. It's there. Your lips are there, but you don't feel. Your lave is there, Avada that lave, the chelik is there, but you don't feel anything. You don't feel harot, you're not connected. But there's haftocha. There's haftocha in the parasha of Tshuva Lein. This parasha we just read. In the parasha, it says, "In Golus, you're going to hear v'shavta Hashem lekecha state behemshech u'mol Hashem lekecha l'vavcha v'zlav zarecha la'avitz Hashem lekecha b'chol v'avcha chol na'ashchal man chayecha." Everyone knows Rabbeinu Yehuda. This one everyone got up to. It's not just the second Rabbeinu Yehuda in the beginning of Shari Tshuva. Rabbeinu Yehuda zokt that the mol Hashem l'vavcha l'vav zarecha. It's a haftocha. Someone who tries to do tshuva and he sees that shei ein yad ein yodoy maseges, he can't. He's trying. It's gainished. It's a avtocha that a kadosh baruch hu is going to give him siyata d'shmaya. Shteito mol Hashem mila is always hasoros orlo. That's what mila is. Mila is hasoros orlo. Kadosh baruch hu, there's an orlo in the lave. There's a covering. It's verstopped. This orlo is a lave that we don't feel. It's muftach that someone who's oisik b'tshuva, he's oisik b'tshuva b'kol dak yitshuva. It's muftach that you're going to have siyata d'shmaya, it's going to come up. So my mom was good. But upon him, the mahalik we're trying to say, which is set up over here, is that we're trying to reach and get to a place in ourselves, get to that libi yer. And that's b'fichol v'vav chalas. So you say, then everything comes naturally, it's there. You don't need any graces for him, thousands of pages, all kinds of outside strategies. No, tshuva is somewhere, it's in there. If this is true, tshuva coldly around, it's even so much more true on Yom Kippur. We can't begin to understand the uniqueness and opportunity of Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is a day, it's not shaykh. Yom Kippur, the opportunity of the day, Yom Kippur is not shaykh. Specifically in this Nakuda, it's a one time a year. There's a one time a year chance Yom Kippur. Chazal say, Kedua, that like Nitin Rishus Lesotin Lahastin on Yom Kippur. Sotin's Magarach Gematria 364. 364, this is one day a year he doesn't have Rishus Lesotin Lahastin. I heard from Moshe Shapiro Zichron Livracha. He said, what does this mean? The Sotin's not around, the Sotin's exist. Kippur, the Sotin's not there. Pchal. Vadanat. First of all, the world can't exist without a sota. You have to have a sota. Second of all, I think, I heard this many years ago, I think he said also, go ask people. They'll tell you the sota's there on Yom Kippur. Not that the sota's there. But he said, what does it mean? It's not even Rishus HaSotah Nahas. And he said, it's this Bechina we're talking about the whole Zman. What it means, the sota's not kind, means the Bechina of Tzvoini. The Bechina that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave in the Memshala. That he gave in the Koyach to crawl into our hearts. And like we spoke about those men, and he says that all these harmful things. He says, really, I want to sleep late. I have no patience with davening. That's most people. People don't have patience with davening. Straight out. No, Tasha, don't have patience with davening. No patience. Tasha, no patience with davening. Face it. You don't have patience with davening. You know? Is it you who doesn't have patience with davening? Or the Yitzhar says you don't have patience with davening? On Yom Kippur, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took away his samchus. It's ki'ilu chayzer. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took away that koyach the Yetzer that he goes, that he dresses up in his imposter, he thinks it's you. It's an unbelievable opportunity to be oisik goof on this. When he was marach moed, I'm not going to go now, that's the whole avoid of Shnei Siru Azazel. That's the entire idea of Yom Kippur. The entire idea of Yom Kippur is to realize and taste your true identity. Taste your true identity. And when you get to that point, all of a sudden, Yom Kippur becomes an egg in a day, and this is where we get back to what we started with. Yom Kippur becomes a day where it's all about me, and there's someone coming to ruin my life. There's Nebuch, there's this Ganev, there's this Ritzeach, there's this Oysvarf. this person who's coming, it's a horror, this koyach is coming, it's a horror to wound my life. And this is what Yom Kippur has to be about. Yom Kippur is a day for me, it's not for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everyone is bringing in hate. I'll give you a tzir for a second. It's bringing in hate. Yom Kippur is not like that, but I say, Yom Kippur is about we do tshuva for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When you do tshuva, bin adam l'chaver, mashal, but I'm l'chaver. Lama Zogin once, he told Lashon Hara, a good juicy Lashon Hara about a friend, might have happened. He told Lashon Hara about somebody. Big juicy Lashon Hara, you're mafsid him. Let's say when you know it, like the Chatz Chaim, you have to bring a vakash mechila from Lashon Hara. You go and you have to bring a vakash mechila from your friend. When you go and you ask him mechila, you're doing it for yourself, you're doing it for him. What are you doing? If you're doing it for yourself, you're doing it for him. You're not doing it for yourself, you're doing it for him. You wish you wouldn't have to do this. I feel bad, I hurt him, you know, and the Maisa, Halacha says that I'm not going to get Mechila until I go and ask him. It's very confrontational, it's very uncomfortable, I'm doing it for him. I'm not doing it for myself. When we're going to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu Slicho Mechila, if we'll dig deep into our nefesh, we're doing it the same exact way. We're doing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're asking Slicho Mechila V'Rapora. That's not the way we're supposed to come do tshuva to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When you go to HaKadosh Baruch and you ask me, it's like you go to the doctor. When you go to the doctor, you go for the doctor? You go to the doctor because it hurts. Maybe when you're a kid, you're a little kid, maybe you went. You were forced to go to the doctor. But when you go to the doctor, you get older, you're mature, you realize, and you go to the doctor's going to help you out. You cure. My mother just went. She had a terrible thing on her knee. She had a knee surgery. She was dying to go to the doctor her whole life. She couldn't move. She went to the doctor, boy, did she tell him exactly where it hurts her, how it hurts her, to fix her, 100%. You go to the doctor, it's an egg in the zach. You don't go for the doctor. You go for it's an egg in the zach. You're hurting. You go to the doctor because you're hurting. Think before you go to Yom Kippur. Is that what Yom Kippur is about? That's the way Yom Kippur is supposed to be about. We have to go into Yom Kippur because we're hurting. We're hurting. The Yetzer is harming us if we reach this matzav, if we reach this hakara. That this is not us. If this is us, then we're hurting. No, we're not hurting. This is who we are. What can we do? If we're able to separate ourselves, no, this is the Mayani. Mayani is Lidoidi. And the Eitz Hara is coming, Machutz, he's coming to ruin my life. Then we're hurting. But Oysi Mida, that we're able to Oymid on this Nakuda, that's going to be Zoycha to Tshuva, and we'll feel the Tshuva. Someone who does this, he can turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he can say, Koy Lishma. The Eidaman, you can tell the Kaddish Baruch Hu, Riv Rivi. What does it mean, Riv Rivi? What does it mean, Riv Rivi? Tell the Kaddish Baruch Hu, fight my fight. It has to be your fight. If it's not your fight, then Kaddish Baruch Hu, we're not going to help you out. You might do it. Everyone's going to get tshuva. I'm not worried about the Shemayim. I'm not talking about Shemayim. I'm talking about Navoida. It has to be our fight with the Yetzer. My personal fight. This guy is coming to ruin my life. It has to be my personal fight. If it's my personal fight, then we could talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we could come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we guarantee HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the best doctor, he could cure anything. Cure any cancer, anything, cure everything. There's nothing that's uncurable. But the Aleph Beis is, it has to be an Ani. This is the Nakuda we want to raise here. The Hamahalach of Tshuva, Tshuva is something totally from the Fnim. It's my Nefesh HaChashuv, it's something from inside, we don't have to go outside, it's dear. Now we have to be able to get back to that place. Get back to the place that we were trying to build all up. To be ma'ur, that chilik of us that is remains separate, higher. Hecher than the Yitzhar. To remain separate from the Yitzhar. That's the Nila Doidi. But we say, me, that we're able to recognize that. We're able to stay separate from the Yitzhar. We'll be able to contact with the Baruch Hu in a pained way. The Baruch Hu. Sigur B'chah Asotim. Get this. Please far away from me. Get up. He's coming through my life. And all the chatoim that I had, look what he did to me. But you say me that a person is bringing in zoimin on this nakuda. That's but you say me that that's the koyach hatshuva is going to be unleashed. The koyach hatshuva that's beficha b'vav chalas oisay. It's been a nefesh hatshuva. But you say me that b'zoicha mishal b'zoicha b'ezer Hashem to be shav b'shuva shleima. Let's see what's in the paper.